Wanna be happy? Have zero expectations of others. Hi Lids, I'm Lenus, and this is a new podcast where we are going to talk about zero expectations. The context of that quote is a quote from Gary Vaynerchuk, and he is talking about how toxic expectations can be in our life. I don't know if this applies to you, but I'm someone who loves making plans. So for me, it's particularly very difficult to have expectations, because it is very easy for me to have expectations, and that's very toxic for my life because that led me into a lot of deceptions. I have expectations for people, which is the main topic here, but I also have expectations about timing. I expect that something will be or exist or come to be in a specific time, and that tend to not be like that, and that's a huge problem for me, obviously. Then I also have expectations for events, for circumstances, for context. I have expectations for opportunities. I expect that some opportunity will come at an exact moment and in a precise way, and it just doesn't happen in that way. I also have expectations for achievements and success, but when I achieve something, I encounter or I am being confronted with the reality that it doesn't feel like the way I expected it to feel, and it wasn't in the way that I expected it to be. I also have expectations for God, I also have expectations for my faith, and that's a little bit dumb because the scripture tells us more about God and how God thinks and how higher his thoughts are from ours. And yet, even though I know that his thoughts are higher than mine, I still have some expectations on the way he thinks and on the way he acts. And I know that's dumb, but that's what happens when you have plans. That's why it is particularly difficult for me, for someone who makes plans, to get frustrated by not getting what I expected. On this podcast, we are just going to focus on one of the expectations, which is expectations about people. I have a quote that I like to say a lot, which is that we are not saints that sin. We are more like demons that get sanctified. And you may wonder what the hell that means. What it means is that when we talk about making mistakes and having flaws, we have two different opinions or two different perspectives to see those flaws. The first option you have is to reject those mistakes and consider everyone as saints, which we are obviously not, but you consider everyone as saints, so you make a big deal out of their mistakes. And that's the first one. The second way and second perspective that you can have is to accept those mistakes and consider that we make a lot of mistakes. That's our nature as humankind. So we are more like demons than we are than saints. So when you consider that we are more like demons and we make a lot of mistakes and we have a lot of flaws, then you will start in celebrating all the right things we do. And if you become a little more philosophical, you can start doing that for whole humanity. Instead of looking humanity flaws when people kill and war and all that shit that happens in humanity and in human history, instead of focusing on the bad things, you can start focusing on the right and good things that you can find in humanity. You can see the kindness that you can find in human beings. So it sums up into a simple quote, which is, what do you see? Do you see the glass half empty or do you see the glass half full? And what I want to share with you on this podcast is to be realistic with human beings' condition and their flaws. I'm not talking about justifying our flaws or justifying other people's mistakes. We are not justifying. Those people will have to be responsible for their mistakes. They will have to respond for their actions. But I'm not going to judge. We are not going to judge because we understand what it feels to make a mistake. Because we are not saints. We are more like demons who make a lot of sins, who make a lot of mistakes, and we celebrate every right we do. And when you stop judging of the people and also without justifying their mistakes, you also develop two important, very important things which are the goal of this podcast. And those two things are empathy and understanding. That was the whole message, and I hope you like it. If you want to participate on the next topics, you just have to go to Instagram, my account is LenusMe, and just like all the posts that you like the most. It's that simple. So the posts you like the most, the posts you comment on, will be the topics I will be talking in the next podcast. By the way, as I also say, I'm very thankful for the support of Ulysses, which is the app, the writing app that I use to write my books, to write my articles, because they have helped me a lot. And I also love their app. I use their app every single day. So I also recommend you to download their app, which is available in the App Store for all Apple products. So you just have to search for Ulysses, which is writing U-L-Y-S-S-E-S. Search it, download it, test it, and just be happy writing it. I also recommend you to use the three courses that I'm giving away for free through WhatsApp. Those courses are Spiritual Growth, Business Development, and Holistic Health. Those are completely free. You will receive a PDF, you receive some videos, you will receive a weekly new content, and that's very useful. So I recommend you to do that, and I also leave the link in the description or somewhere in here in the podcast show so you can get it. In any case, the link is lenus.me/en/whatsapp, so you can just go directly. Finally, don't forget to stay healthy and to keep learning. See you in the next podcast. Tschüss!